Welcome to Sports Mad Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced the international consensus on definitions of video signs of concussion in professional sports. In the second post, we summarized a study where the authors found that people who receive dynamic augmented anterior cruciate ligament repair have similar outcomes to those who receive an ACL reconstruction during the first 2 years after surgery. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors completed a randomized trial to examine patient-reported clinical and radiological outcomes among young adults receiving a dynamic augmented ACL repair or ACL reconstruction. The authors recruited people between 18 and 30 years of age with a confirmed primary anterior cruciate ligament rupture, with a Tegner Activity Scale score of 5 or more, and without concomitant injuries. A total of 48 participants randomly received either dynamic augmented ACL repair or an ACL reconstruction. Following surgery, all participants received similar structured rehab. Participants completed evaluations at baseline and then at 3, 6, 9, 12, and 24 months after surgery. Outcomes were assessed with physical examination, IKDC scores, KOOS scores, Tegner score, and a visual analog scale to assess a patient's satisfaction. Overall, during the 2-year follow-up period, there were no differences between the augmented ACL repair group and the ACL reconstruction group. However, there was a trend that the repair group had fewer re-ruptures, but more surgeries for reasons other than re-rupture. These other reasons included residual synovitis, extension deficit, and cyclops lesion. This study should interest clinicians, as the authors demonstrate that people who receive a dynamic augmented ACL repair have similar outcome to those who receive an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction during the first 2 years after surgery. These findings may be beneficial for patients because an augmented ACL repair is less traumatic than an ACL reconstruction and could lead to better outcomes. However, investigators need to assess outcomes beyond 2 years because 2 years may be insufficient to detect degenerative changes in the joint. Therefore, future research with longer follow-up periods would be preferable. One point of concern, though, was the possible trend of more second surgeries for reasons other than a re-rupture in the augmented ACL repair group. These adverse events are another variable that warrant further investigation. In the meantime, clinicians should be aware that in the short term, augmented ACL repair does not differ greatly from an ACL reconstruction and may be an option for some patients. Both an understanding of these findings and keeping abreast with future research in this area will allow clinicians to better educate and counsel their patients. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a video from Craig Edwards with a great tip on how to improve an athlete's posture during a one-arm overhead press. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 7 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our summaries and the courses and the video on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.